This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Friday night attacks in Paris by the Islamic State that left 129 dead and more than 350 wounded are expected to loom large at the G20 summit in Antalya, Turkey today. French President Francois Hollande canceled his plans to attend the G20 meeting immediately after Friday's attacks, since he has called the attacks an act of war against his country. And on the streets of Paris, solidarity is on display, as we hear from Lisa Bryant in Paris.
The security threat is still high, and Paris residents have been asked to stay at home. But many are out anyway, some to donate blood for the victims of Friday's attacks, like Adama Nadoy.
I really feel I have to do this to help at least one person.
Reminders of the bloodbath light just across the street. A gunman killed at least a dozen people here in the city's popular Canal Martin neighborhood. One local resident is here to pay her respects to the victims and to send a message to the terrorists.
We won't stop living, and you see the proof here. Everybody is out. Everybody is marking the attack. Everyone is trying to give blood and try to help the victims of this attack.
There's the same display of solidarity near the Bataclan Music Hall, a few kilometers away. More than 80 people were killed by assailants here. Three of the attackers blew themselves up. A fourth was killed by police.
The best thing is to continue with life. It's sad, but we can't get hung up on it, because that's what they want. The goal is to carry on.
Parisians have seen it all before, just 10 months ago, when Islamist militants let loose in their city. Once again, they're determined not to let terrorism win. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
This is VOA News. Governments across Europe held emergency meetings on Saturday to assess the threat level and stepped up security measures in response to those Paris attacks. Countries bordering France, including Belgium, Germany, the Netherlands, and Switzerland, announced restrictions for traffic in and out of their countries and advised their citizens against visiting Paris. Also Saturday, police in Belgium arrested several people during raids in a Brussels neighborhood. Belgium prosecutor's office says a car rented in Belgium was found near the Bataclan concert hall in Paris, where some of the killings took place. The U.S. Defense Department says an American airstrike has killed the head of the Islamic State in Libya. Abu Nabil was an Iraqi national and an al-Qaeda operative. A Pentagon spokesperson said the operation against Nabil was authorized and initiated prior to Friday night's terrorist attacks in Paris. Foreign ministers, other officials attending the talks on Syria's political future, say Friday's deadly attacks in Paris have underscored the need to try to resolve Syria's crisis. Representatives for world powers, including the U.S., Russia, Iran, and the United States, wrapped up their second round of talks in Vienna on Saturday with a broad plan for political transition in Syria. Secretary of State John Kerry represented the United States at those talks.
Every day that goes by that we don't have a ceasefire is a day too many. And the best way to get there is to get this political process moving as fast as possible.
In spite of progress on a political transition for Syria, sharp differences remain between the U.S. and Russia on the status of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Moscow supports the Assad regime. The U.S. wants him out. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the Islamic State group cannot be contained. It must be defeated, she says, and she and two other Democratic presidential candidates faced off in a debate on Saturday. The forum began with a brief moment of silence for the people who were killed and wounded in the Paris attacks. Senator Bernie Sanders, who is running second to Clinton in the national polls, criticized Ms. Clinton for her 2002 congressional vote in support of the U.S. invasion of Iraq while she served in the Senate. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who is lagging far behind Clinton and Sanders in the polling, said he supports the United States accepting more refugees from conflict-stricken Middle Eastern countries such as Syria and Iraq, where the Islamic State militants are attempting to set up a caliphate. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
1. The Voice of America. VOA 1.
For sure, you'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change, and though my love is.
The hits, and we've got the ex-ambassadors up. They are Sam and Casey Harris from California, and this is off the VHS album. It's called Renegades on VOA 1.
Yeah. Your soul, and it's the only thing that I you kissed me under the lamppost back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, it's new music on VOA 1.
I might never be knight in shining armor. I might never be the one you take home to mother. And I might never be the one who brings you flowers. But I can be the one tonight. When I first saw you from across the room, I could tell that you were curious. Oh yeah. Girl, I hope you're sure what you're looking for. Cause I'm not good at making promises. But if you like causing trouble up in hotel rooms, and if you like having secret little rendezvous, if you like to do the things you know that we shouldn't do, then baby, I'm perfect. Baby, I'm perfect for you. And if you like,
One Direction, Perfect on VOA 1. The album Made in the AM goes on sale tomorrow. They are mentioned in the new J.K. Rowling's book, which is called Career Evil. There's a character in this book, the main character, in fact, and she states in one of the chapters that she's dating Niall of One Direction. And, of course, J.K. is best known for writing Harry Potter, the series that became a very famous film. I'm Larry London. You've got VOA 1 with DJ Sammy and Yanou.
just hear them talking. Talking about a girl, about a girl with my name. Saying that I heard you, but I still don't get it. You didn't love me, no, not really. Wait, I could have really liked you. I bet that's why I keep on thinking about you. It's a shame. You said I was good, so I poured it down. So I poured it down. And now I don't understand it. You don't mess with love, you mess with the truth. And I know I shouldn't say it, but my heart don't understand why I got you on my mind.
Voice of America.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me.
VOA 1. I'm Larry London. There's an NHL hockey team in Dallas called the Stars, and they played against a team which are from Vancouver, Canada, called the Canucks. And for one full hour, every time the two teams took a break on the ice during the game, the stadium played Nickelback music for an entire hour. And the fans thought it was very amusing and very funny, especially because the team from Dallas won the hockey game. And the band Nickelback are from Vancouver. In fact, they put on the big Jumbotron monitor inside the middle of the ice rink for people to vote on their favorite band. And they gave them a choice, Nickelback or Nickelback or Nickelback. So that's something they did last week. This is VOA 1, One More Night, Maroon 5 on VOA 1.
You and I go hard at each other like we're going to war. You and I go rough, we keep throwing things and slamming the doors. You and I get so damn dysfunctional, we start keeping score. You and I get sick, yeah, I know that we can't do this no more.
You want
Lucky. Pharrell was just named by New York University's Tisch School of the Arts as the artist in residence. He's welcome on campus anytime. He can stop by and teach some music to the kids. This is VOA 1, The Hits, with Conrad Sewell and Hold Me Up.
kill you makes you stronger.
You've got VOA 1, The Hits. I'm Larry London. Justin Bieber and Big Sean coming up. Big Sean told the Detroit Free Press newspaper that he was so nervous last week in Detroit when he was performing with Eminem that he forgot the lyrics to the song they were singing. He was very, very nervous. All the ticket sales money they raised for the concert that was held in Detroit was donated to the Sean Anderson Foundation, which is Big Sean's real name. And this is a foundation he created to help underprivileged youth. So that's wonderful. Ray McDonald's in next. I'll see you tomorrow. Here's Justin and Big Sean on VOA 1.
As long as you love me. As long as you love me. Under pressure, 7 billion people in the world submitted. Keep it together. Smile on your face, even though your heart is frowning. But hey now, you're no good. We both know it's a cruel world, but I will take my chances. As long as you love me, we could be starving. We could be broke. As long as you love me, I'll be your platinum, I'll be your silver. Another day for your dream girl. I'll be your hover. You could be my destiny's child on a singer. So don't stress and don't cry. Oh, we don't need no one to fight. Just say,
sense, but you're my hallelujah. Give me a time and place, I rendezvous it, I fly to it, I beat you there. Girl, you know I got you, us, trust. A couple things I can't spell without you. Now we on top of the world, cause that's just how we do. Used to tell me sky's the limit, now the sky's our point of view. Man, we stepping out like, whoa,
oh God.
Cameras point and shoot, ask me what's my best side. I stand back and point at you, you, you. The one that I argue with, feel like I need a new girl to be bothered with. But the grass ain't always greener on the other side. It's green where you water it, so I know. We got issues, baby, true, true, true. But I'd rather work on this with you than to go ahead and start with someone new. As long as you love me.
We could be starving, we could be homeless, we could be broke. As long as you love me, I'll be your platinum, I'll be your silver, I'll be your gold. As long as you love me.
We're beautiful.